Citizens of Bobville, I ask you now to prepare to listen to the Bobcast.
What you are about to listen to are the ravings of a madman. A man so demented he should be locked up, but isn't, due to prison overcrowding. You are about to listen to the Bobcast.
Hey everybody, thanks for listening to another episode of the Bobcast. This is episode number 36. It's been a while, and I apologize for that, but we are very excited to be back doing another episode of the Bobcast. So, tell me what you think of this episode by emailing me at bob@bobvicker.com and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/bobvickerpodcast. So, that's all. Oh, and you can listen to all the old episodes at bobvicker.com and check out my other site, robertvicker.com. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show. And we are recording.
Okay.
Today Welcome is all. July 14th.
It's a Monday.
It's a Monday.
And it is
8:47 p.m.
And this is Bobcast number...
36.
36 is good.
It's the best 36th episode we've ever done.
Yes. So what's going on?
Oh, you know, back at school.
Yeah.
Gonna graduate in October. We're working on our 30-minute music show.
Yes.
So we're doing that on Wednesday.
And you're with a new group now.
Yeah, October Days.
And what do you think?
Eh.
Eh. Anybody decent in there?
Yeah. I mean, I'd rather be with my old class, but what you gonna do?
Yeah, what you gonna be doing?
Can't do what?
Nope.
You know, can't do what?
Yep. So, make this your...
It is what it is.
Make this your good class.
So.
Your best class. Yeah, you gotta make the best of it, you know?
Yeah.
Things happen.
Life's a piece of beep when you look at it. From Monty Python.
Oh, okay. All right. So with that, I used to walk fast.
Yeah.
And I got nowhere fast. Now I walk slow, and I get nowhere just as fast.
That's deep.
It is deep. Deep is what it's not.
So I'm writing a short story. I started that today, and it's pretty awesome.
It's creepy.
It's creepy, weird, sick, and demented.
Yes, it's like a slasher film.
Yeah.
I read the first three pages.
Yeah.
Because Bob wanted me to proofread it, but...
Did you ever email me back?
No.
Oh, okay.
I can't proofread it, Bob.
Oh, okay.
I read that stuff, and it I don't know, it depresses me.
Okay.
So, maybe when it's all done, I can proofread it for you.
Okay.
But I like happy, 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 not dark and creepy and slasher type.
So, when it's done, maybe we read it on a podcast.
We could do that.
But what I was thinking is I could read it in parts on a different podcast.
You could do that.
And then it'd be like, you know, a story podcast thing, you know?
Yep. I never got anyone who wants to do an interview, you know? I ask people, but they're all scared.
It's their loss, man.
Yeah, well, we did one, and I thought it was really good. And you know, I'm trying to find somebody else, but we'll see. Maybe.
We should get good old Grandpa Vicker on here.
We should.
Have him talk about life in the tens.
He wasn't alive in the tens. He was born in 1938. But, yeah, he's got some interesting stuff to share.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would do that. Maybe we could talk to him next time we see him and ask if he wants to be a special guest, an interviewee.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, could always use another interview.
So I should be starting back at home on Depit soon.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I was talking to some of the old co-workers, seeing how they were doing, you know.
Yeah. Were they glad to see you?
Yeah, they were.
Did you tell him you're going to be starting back soon?
Yep.
Yeah.
Two of them were talking about how they missed having me there.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, soon you'll be back. Hopefully they'll get you on the schedule soon. And you can be back. Bob took a leave of absence from...
School and Home Depot.
Yeah. And now that he's returned to school, he's in a class that's a little bit behind his.
Yeah.
And now that he's going back to the Home Depot, he'll be starting soon.
Yep.
So it'll all be good.
Yep. I took a leave of absence because I have two different anxiety disorders that were acting up.
Yeah, we have that in our family. We're all nuts.
Yep. So. But I'm AG now, baby.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, you know.
Well,
I try to be AG. You can't always be AG.
No, sometimes, you know, you feel all like crap. Good. But, you know, even normal people feel like crap sometimes.
Yep.
And it doesn't help when you're, you know, a little off center like everyone in our family is. But
you just got to keep on keeping on.
Yep. So, Bob's healthy again, and it's good to see. Makes me happy to see Bob happy. And
because I'm a freaking delight.
Because you're my son, and I want all my children to be happy.
So you're saying content. I'm not a delight? I'm just your son, is what I'm getting from this.
You can be a delight.
Most of the time.
But sometimes you can stress me out. Just like the other ones. That's the way relationships are. All of them are, you know?
Especially Jen.
Well.
What? Well, who said that?
Quit picking on Jen.
Especially Liz.
Be nice. Don't pick on Liz either.
We know I'm the favorite. And neither of them listen to this.
You know
anyway.
What I always say? If you can't say something nice, shut your damn pie hole.
It's kind of hard to do that with a podcast.
Right. Well, you could say something nice on the podcast.
I'm just kidding. My sisters are wonderful people.
Yes, they are.
So anyway, what's new in your world?
You know, just work and stuff. Mom and I went to the drive-in on Saturday, which
got rained on.
Yeah, it was kind of...
Stepped in a big old puddle, too.
Well, we went there, and it wasn't raining. And so we have these fold-up chairs, and we get them out, and we're sitting there. And we had stopped at the Mariano's, the grocery store, before we went there and had some food and had some beer and stuff. And so we're sitting outside, and then it starts to, you know, just drizzle a little bit. So we decide we're going to take the gate of the van and lift it up, and we'll just go under the gate. And we'll sit there on the chairs under the gate, and that'll shield us from the rain. Which was fine for a little while, and then it started raining a little bit harder. Well, in our van, you can flip the back seat so that you can sit on it facing out the back gate. So we did that. So we were actually in the van, but we had the gate open, and that was fine for a while. Then it started raining even harder. So we quick threw everything that was outside into the van and closed the gate. Got in the van, turned it around, and watched the rest of this. It was a double feature. The first movie was Planet of the Apes, and the second one was Tammy. So we watched Tammy from inside the van with the windows,
the windshield wipers on.
Right. But what happened was there's an indentation on the gate where the license plate is, mm-hmm. and that was full of water. So when I closed the gate, guess who got a shower? So I was covered with water from that. And then we're sitting there watching a movie and we were drinking beer and, you know, the beer's got to go somewhere. So I get up and it's raining. It's not real hard, but it's raining pretty good. And I walk over to the snack bar and we're sitting at the snack bar, the bathrooms, the women's is on one side and the men's is on the other. So, and we were on the side by the women's. So I was going to walk through the snack bar to get to the men's room. So I don't have to walk around out in the rain. And the snack bar was closed and the door was locked. So I had to walk around in the rain. Well, it's dark and I'm trying to find my way around to the other side of the snack bar. And I stepped in a puddle that was about knee deep. So both of my shoes and both of my socks were completely soaked. But I made it to the bathroom, and then we went back and watched the rest of the movie and came home. It was a lot of fun. We had a good time. There's not too many drive-ins left, but there's one in West Chicago. It's on North Avenue, just a little bit east of Route 59. And getting there was kind of an adventure because we'd never been to that drive-in before. And MapQuest said that you go west on North Avenue. So we turn and we're going west on North Avenue. We're driving. We're looking for this street we're supposed to turn on. Turns out that we should have gone east on North Avenue.
Well, so yeah, that's what you got for using MapQuest. What is it, the 1990s?
Well, the reason it was MapQuest is I went to the website for the drive-in. It's called the Cascade Drive-In. And I was trying to find where it was, and they had a link there. It says, you know, look at a map. So I clicked on the link, and it launched MapQuest and told me that it was in the wrong place. So anyway, we did make it there, and we got to see we saw the whole Planet of the Apes movie, which is, you know, it was okay. It was about what you'd expect. Deb didn't like it because, you know, it's not her genre. But I thought it was okay. You know, it's Planet of the Apes.
And then you saw Tammy.
And we saw Tammy, which, you know, it was like a 90s.
It was Melissa McCarthy.
Right.
Melissa McCarthy's, you know, typical movie.
Right. It was about 90 minutes of fat jokes.
Yeah.
So it had its moments, but...
You know, they have this really cool new thing. It's on, like, almost every phone. And what it is it's called a global positioning unit. Or system, rather.
Mm-hmm.
And you just type in a place, and it'll take you right there.
Yeah, that's how we found out we were in the wrong place. Because Mom punched it up on her.
Well, you should have used it the first time.
Yeah, well, should have, could have. Now I know where it's at, so I won't need it next time, right?
Right.
So, we're planning on going back. I feel like a 17-year-old again when I'm at the drive-in.
And they, you know, when they were about to pay, they had Mom stashed in the trunk, so they only had to pay for one person.
Yeah. Mom loves to jump in the trunk.
You know, Mom, anything to save a buck.
Yes, yes. That was a joke, by the way. We paid full price. We paid for two people. It was $10 a piece to get in. It was double feature. And the first movie started at like 8:45. And so we were there till about 1:00 in the morning, which is way past my bedtime. But, you know.
And for the record, my mother is a very honest person.
Yes. So. And she would never dream of doing something like that. So
there's that.
Anyway, so yeah, that was the drive-in, and that was fun. And then that was Saturday night we went to the drive-in, and then Sunday we went to Billy's, Deb's brother's house.
Yeah.
And they had a birthday party for his three girls who were all born about the same time, and my father-in-law, who is well beyond caring about birthdays. So we go there, and the kids, you know, it's chaos. There's a lot of kids, a lot of stuff going on, and, you know, a lot of people that are people, you know. I'm not going to say anything bad.
So, Saturday, for this guy, yeah, band practice at School of Rock in Naperville.
Cha-ching. I don't have my sound effect. Cha-ching.
Ding!
Ding.
And so I went there, jammed out, you know.
And you're going to be performing.
August 2nd, somewhere in downtown Naperville. I don't remember what the place is called.
And you're going to be playing the drums.
Yeah.
And maybe a little guitar. Because Bob's jamming, Mon.
You know what they call me?
What?
They call me the White Jimi Hendrix there.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Been playing 6 weeks and... I mean, I'm not bragging or anything. I'm just, it's, you know, stating a fact.
Well, yeah, you're white. You look nothing like Jimi Hendrix, and you play the drums instead of the guitar. I mean, well, you're playing the guitar, too, but...
Yeah, but I can see why. When I break out the axe,
yeah,
you know.
You play some wicked riffs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. So that was our weekend, and last Tuesday Bob was at Mullins.
Performed a few songs on the old uke.
And on Tuesdays are open mic nights
at Mullins.
Yeah, and I didn't go because I don't know what it was. I was exhausted all day. I could barely stay awake at work, and so I came home and...
You was hella tired.
Yeah, so Bob went, and Mom went, and Jen went, and I stayed home and watched Norma.
And I may go tomorrow if I can find a few songs. I have tomorrow off, so...
You can practice during the day.
Yeah.
Get your thing going.
Yeah, so, but we'll see. I'm not sure if I'm going to go. Because, you know, I've pretty much played every song there that I can play on the ukulele.
Yeah, so. You can recycle some.
Yeah, but I don't like doing that.
Yeah. Well, learn some more.
Yep.
Maybe play something on the guitar.
Yeah. I'm not good enough to play anything on the guitar yet.
Well, you'll get there. Practice.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
You know what they say, practice makes adequate.
Don't think that's the expression, but...
Okay.
I don't want to be adequate at the guitar. That's not exactly what I'm shooting for.
Well, you know my philosophy. Aim low and you're never disappointed.
Great advice for your son. So I graduate from ICB. I almost said WICB because whenever you're doing a project there and you have to say a legal ID, it's
WICB.
Yeah.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting.
Yeah.
Right.
I graduate there in October. So there's that, and then I'm probably going to go to Joliet Junior College and...
Study music?
Yeah.
Well, psychiatry?
One of the two. Yeah. Possibly criminal justice.
Yeah, that's good if you like to get out there and beat the shit out of bad guys.
Yeah. You know.
A license to pound on knuckleheads.
Yeah.
Bop bozos. Like Ed Gruberman. Want to start popping bozos. Okay, that's kind of an obscure reference.
Yeah.
Boot to the head? Anybody? No? I'm getting a blank stare from Bob. Well, if you look up Ed Gruberman on the or Boot to the Head on YouTube or Google it, you'll find out about it. It's an old comedy bit about a guy who goes to a martial arts class, and the guy's teaching something called Taekwondo Leap, and Ed Gruberman is the guy, and he goes there and he's like, well, what's with all this meditating stuff? I want to start popping bozos. And the guy winds up beating him up. But anyway, it's funny.
I'll have to take your word for it.
Well, you could look it up. You might laugh.
Yeah.
Laughing's good.
So if you haven't listen to it, go to my Facebook page, Bob Danger Vicar.
That's it.
And check out an original song that me and my friend Luke Miller made. He sang, and I played the three instruments in it.
Excellent.
And we recorded it.
What are the three instruments?
Acoustic guitar, ukulele, and drums.
And you just dubbed everything over?
Yeah.
A la Stevie Wonder?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pulled myself a Stevie.
Well, for those of you who don't know, the Stevie Wonder reference, on the album that Stevie Wonder did back in the late 70s, early 80s, called Songs in the Key of Life, he had a bunch of studio musicians who were supposed to play during the recording, and they were all drug addicts and drunks, and sometimes they'd show up, sometimes they wouldn't, and he was getting frustrated because he was trying to record something, and you know, some days they couldn't record because half the band was drunk or passed out or just didn't bother to show up. So he fired them all and recorded the entire album, and he did all the instruments on the entire album, which I thought was pretty cool to be able to have the talent to be able to do that. And, you know, to just say, okay, I'm serious about this. You guys obviously aren't. You're all fired. Go away. I'll do it myself.
Yep.
But, you know, if you want something done right,
got to do it yourself.
Got to get Stevie Wonder.
I was going to tell this story, but I guess it's the Dave cast.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. Anyway.
Tell another story.
So that's
about rock and roll.
I don't know any good stories about rock and roll. Well, I learned something interesting about today.
Yeah.
I always thought that rock and roll started in England. But my father informed me that it had actually started in America.
Yes.
So you're welcome.
It started in the, well, depending on how you define it, you could say it either started in the early 50s or the mid 50s. And it was kind of a hybrid of jazz, blues, and country. And there were country artists who recorded rock songs and things like that. Guys like Les Paul, who was pretty much a country artist, but started doing these wicked guitar riffs, and so that kind of became rock. And you had, you know, some other guys that had been around for a while that did things that were kind of rock-like. You know, Sam Cooke and a few others. And anyway, in the 50s, that's when rock and roll started, and it was pretty much an American phenomenon until the 60s. You know, in the 50s, you had Elvis and Chubby Checker and you know, Little Richard and all these guys playing rock tunes. So, a little bit of rock history for you there, for those who care. It's an American invention.
Since we're talking about music, I am teaching myself how to play the old piano. And I got a chord from Guitar Center. And it's supposed to hook into the back of the piano into my computer so I can record.
Mm-hmm.
And I hooked it up, did everything right. I got it, you know, set up right. But I don't have any software that will recognize it.
Recognize what? Is it MIDI piano cable?
No, it's a two quarter inch cables. Like that into a headphone jack.
Well, if it plugs into the headphone or into your microphone jack, anything should recognize it. If it can,
well, it plugs into the headphone jack. There's no microphone jack on here.
Well, it can't plug into the headphone jack.
Well, that's what you told me to get.
No, it has to plug into the input jack.
Well, that's why.
Because a headphone jack is output.
Well, yeah, that's what I thought, but I swear you told me to plug it into the headphone jack.
I thought you don't have an input on that. An audio in?
No.
Well, nope. We'll have to figure something out, because you should be able to get audio into that without having to go through all those gyrations. You know. We'll figure something out.
Okay.
There's got to be like some kind of a USB device or something that you can use to do that.
Because I'd like to add a little piano to some of the songs that we're working on.
And well, you can use the mixer. But then you got to take that upstairs. The mixer would accept
an input from that. Well, I'd still need a new cable.
No, because you can plug into We plug the microphones into that. Well, the microphones have a different jack. But there's inputs on the back that are quarter-inch jacks. Yeah, there's quarter-inch
inputs. Well, there's quarter-inch inputs here.
Yeah, well, you can use that.
Well, yeah, but it'd be a pain to have to unplug everything, replug it back in.
What about your What about your other thing?
What other thing?
That Zoom.
Well, you can do that, but it's a mono. Records mono. Well,
that's no good.
Yeah.
I didn't know they made mono stuff anymore. What kind of communist did you buy that from?
I don't know.
Guy on the street?
Well, you can. Well, no, that wouldn't work, because you have two quarter inch, one's left, one's right. So, I don't know.
We'll figure something out. There's got to be some kind of input on that computer that we can use.
Well, the only inputs are USB.
Okay, well, then we can find something that'll work on the USB.
Okay.
Figure something out. It's all good.
It's all good. Well, I try to do it the old-fashioned way by holding up a recorder to the speaker, and that sounded god-awful.
Yeah,
so.
I would imagine. Certainly not professional enough for the Bobcast.
No. or Bob's original songs.
We only have high standards here. But, you know what you could do? Hang on a second, I dropped something.
Well, what we could do is...
You can record onto a floppy disk on that, right on that keyboard upstairs. The one in the family room, or in the living room. That's got a floppy disk.
Yeah.
So you record it onto a floppy, and then you bring it down here, and we transfer it over to a flash drive.
Well, the problem with that is I need to be hearing...
Because you're playing music along with it.
Yeah.
Well, could you play something on your computer and record on the piano?
Yeah, I could do that.
I don't know.
Well, it would probably be easier to just buy a low-end mixer. Because you can get a two-channel mixer for a couple bucks. I don't know. Or we can find a cord that could do it.
We'll figure something out. I think we're boring the audience with...
Anyway.
Propeller head stuff.
We're just trying to figure out a way to get some piano into some original songs that I'm writing. And if you haven't checked it out, go check it out on my Facebook page. And I have another one recorded, but I don't want to do the vocals for it. So Luke's going to do it.
I'll do the vocals.
No.
I've got great pipes.
Okay.
Way down yonder in New Orleans.
So as I
can do Satchmo.
So I wrote have three original songs written.
Yeah.
And we just need to record them.
You need to do more upbeat stuff.
Well, my third one is really upbeat.
Is it?
Yeah.
I haven't heard it.
It's called Peace, Love, and Rock and Roll.
Oh yeah. That sounds like it's right up my alley.
Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta get a toe tapper, you know, something where people are start clapping along and start and really get into it, so you can get the audience, you know, breathing. Because a lot of times at Mullins, you know, especially, they're like,
girlfriend, like they're dozing left off. Me and I got shot in the kneecap.
Yeah, and there was the one guy who sang a song about his love for his pickup truck, you know.
Hicks.
Yes, it's Mullins, you know, it's rock and roll. Play something people want to hear. I think you could play... You could do a great performance. Well, not you specifically, but a person could do a great performance just doing old standards that everybody loves.
Like what?
The Banana Boat song? In the Jungle? Just silly stuff like that. Everybody loves In the Jungle, the Mighty Jungle.
What's the Banana Boat song?
Day-o. Day-o. Daylight come and me one go home. Blueberry Hill. I found my thrill. Everybody loves that song.
I only know one of those three songs.
Well, there's tons of them out there, you know. And you pick out a few of them, you learn them, and then you get the audience. Just, you got to suck them in, you know? Yeah. That's why I'm saying, you get some upbeat songs, and you play them at Mullins on open mic night, you'll have meat out of your hands. You'll be throwing money, Bob.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It happens all the time at Mullins. You know, they love you so much, they make it rain.
Make it rain on some hoes.
So anyway, what else?
Just, you know, been working on the old guitar. I got a, book. Piano book.
Okay. And you're going to start working your way through that?
Yeah, it's, you know, that album, Beatles One. It's
yeah.
Like the Beatles, well, it's just
the all book. Their number one hits.
Yeah.
It's the book with that.
Yeah. Cool. So I got that, and I'm, it's, you know, for a beginner, so I'm excited about them. I'm going to be jamming on some Beatles.
The Beatles have a few songs that are toe-tappers like that, that get people going, like...
Twist and Shout.
Right. I mean, that's really not a Beatles song. They covered it, but, you know, you get up there, well, shake it, baby, now.
That's the exact same song.
Right. You missed what I was saying. That song is not an original Beatles song.
Yeah, I know.
Twist and Shout. That's what I was saying.
I'm aware.
Okay. Well, that's all. Don't get all uppity.
Well, I wasn't getting all uppity, but you said you were like, yeah, that's not an original Beatles song. You gotta be like, shake it up, eh? And I'm like, that's the same song.
Right, but what I was saying was, even though that's the Beatles covered that, it's not an original Beatles song. But it is one that's a toe-tapper that they did do.
What are some other Beatle toe-tappers?
There's a few of them. I'd have to.
Well, later, you know, after the podcast, give me a few because I want to. I'll play some toe tappers.
Yeah.
What was that jungle song you said?
The Lion Sleeps.
Oh.
Yeah. There's a couple other ones that I think. I think it would be hysterical if you got up there and sang "Girls Just Want to Have Fun." That's another one that everybody loves, you know. It's a fun song. And, you know, I think if you do a few of those that people can relate to, you know.
Yeah.
Get them going.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
So, what else we got be going on?
Oh, you know, same old, same old.
So, we're driving to, go ahead.
I also found this video online. It's like an hour and a half. And he just teaches you different rock and roll guitar riffs for beginners, which is pretty cool. So I've been going through that too.
Lady Madonna is kind of a toe tapper.
Yeah.
Lady Madonna, I ain't going to bed. Like that. So we were driving up to the drive-in the other day. And we drive by our good friend Scott Huber that we've talked about in the past.
Naperville's residential homeless man.
Yeah, and he's in that tent there, you know. And your mom looks at it and she says, it's got to smell really bad in that tent. I'm like, well, he's always got it open. He's airing it out.
Yeah.
You don't have to go in there. But that was her observation about, you know, Scott Huber, but most homeless people smell, I think. It's not like they got a shower or something. Careful there, Bob.
I'm trying to fix my mic.
Bob's tampering with the microphone. I'll stop tampering
with it and fix it later.
Yes, it's fine for now.
But anyway.
Yeah.
So anything else?
No, that's about it. I didn't do a list. We gotta start doing lists again.
Yeah.
How far are we into this?
30 or so minutes.
Yeah, that's good enough.
Okay.
That's a train ride for Joe and a little bit of car ride for Mike. And
well, you know, our motto is aim low and you'll never be disappointed.
That's right. Don't expect anything of the podcast and, you know, you'll be pleasantly surprised then.
Exactly.
Because you'll get maybe a little bit more than nothing. Anything else?
Nope.
Okay, over and out. So long, citizens of Bobville.
Goodbye, Bobville. Bye-bye. Until next time.